بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. قال الله عز وجل، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. من كان يريد حرث الآخرة نزد له في حرثه، ومن كان يريد حرث الدنيا نؤته منها وما له في الآخرة من نصيب. وعن أبي بكر رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رجلا قال يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أي الناس خير؟ قال من طال عمره وحسن عمله. وقال أي الناس شر؟ قال من طال عمره وساء عمله، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. صدق اللہ مولانا العظیم وصدق رسول اللہ النبی الکریم. ریسپیکٹڈ برادرز اینڈ سسٹرز، لیس دین ٹو ویکس آر لیفٹ فار دا ہولی منتھ آف رمضان، جسٹ اراؤنڈ دا کارنر. حضرت طلحہ بن عبید اللہ رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ، ون آف دا صحابی آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، ہی سیڈ there were two brothers who embraced Islam together same day. They were buddies, and they were, since they accepted Islam, they were striving more and more to get the akhirah, reward of the akhirah. They used to be in front line in every good cause. They used to take part in jihad. They used to be behind Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in every salah in Masjid Nabawi, etc. They both took part in jihad. One sahabi became shaheed, martyred, and the other sahabi, one of them survived. And he died after 1 year in natural death. So the Talha said, I saw both of them in my dream. And I saw that Sahabi who passed away later, 1 year after, in natural death, he entered in paradise before the Shaheed who passed away 1 year earlier. So I was surprised, because we know the virtues of the Shuhada, martyred. So I came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, these two Sahaba, I know them very well. They embraced Islam together. They were together. And one became Shaheed last year. And then this other Sahabi passed away after 1 year. But strangely, I found that person who passed away later, he was in Jannah before that Shaheed. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, why are you surprising? What do you make surprised? Isn't it that Sahabi who survived, he prayed all 365 days Salah, which the person who died before him was deprived? His book of deeds was closed. Isn't it this later Sahabi fasted the whole month of Ramadan, which was not in the book of that earlier Sahabi? Isn't it this Sahabi did this much, this much, this? So Rasulullah counted. He said, because of his amal went above more compared to that Sahabi who passed away earlier. And that's the reason why his extra amal, ibadat, pushed him into paradise before that person. No, we're driving the cars, right? If one car has low power engine, other one has a little bit more power of engine. One has four, other has six cylinder, eight cylinder. Which will go faster? Which have more cylinders? Which have more horsepower? Isn't it? So that later Sahabi, did more extra ibadat, and that one was the reason he went into paradise earlier than that person. And this is exactly the meaning of this hadith I just recited. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the one sahabi Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he asked question, Ayyun nasi khairun, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, amongst all the people, all the believers, all the mu'mineen, which one is the better, which one is the best? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, man tala umuruhu wa hasuna amaluhu. Two conditions: a person who has a long life, and with that long life he has a tawfiq to do good actions in amal, because he has more chances, more days, more nights. His life is extended for 70-100 years. So all these years, all this time, he utilizes to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to work hard to gain paradise. He did not waste his time. He did not waste a single day or night. So that person is more virtuous, because Allah ta'ala granted him long life, gave him more chances to do more actions. The same sahabi asked another question, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ayyun nasi sharrun, then which person is worse amongst all the people, unfortunate? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam answer similar way, man tala umruhu, first part is the same, whose life is long, but wasa'a amaluhu, he did not take care of his days and nights, he did not value his time, and he did not do good actions. He was always involved in committing sin after sin after sin. So the more he gonna live in that condition of disobedience and transgression of the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more he will go nearer to Jahannam and nearer to the hellfire. His long life is not beneficial for him because of his bad actions, because of his sins, because of evil actions. He did not get any benefit of his long life. Allah has granted such a long chance, he just wasted. Or he just indulged and enjoyed his life, and he did not make any effort to gain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to come closer to Jannah. My brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us this one extra Ramadan. Inshallah, we don't know yet. We can die before Ramadan. There is no guarantee of life. Right? That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to make dua that, O Allah, give barakah and blessing in our lives during the month of Rajab and Shaaban, and let us be alive in the month of Ramadan so we can get maximum benefit. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Shaaban wa balighna Ramadan. Dua. So we have to beg to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to extend our lives. When we're going to beg, when we have the concern and value of the month of Ramadan. Otherwise, all this Ramadan went, this one also will pass very quick, very fast, without any change. We find people, they are still in same condition. Ramadan comes and goes, masjid is empty, they never used to come before Ramadan, they don't come in Ramadan. They never used to fast, they don't fast in Ramadan. They used to do all the other things, they still keep on doing. For them, Ramadan is nothing, zero. Regular day, regular night. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to emphasize so much, and by himself as the example, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's life, his style used to change before Ramadan. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, beloved wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Mu'mineen, used to say before Ramadan enters, as Ramadan enters, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to tie his lower garment. And he never used to come to the bed until the Ramadan is finished.
meaning whole month of Ramadan, from the day one till the Ramadan ends, he never used to go to the bed, he never used to sleep, he never used to take a rest. Whole Ramadan, day and night, he used to be on Musalla. He used to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, extra ibadat. Another hadith, Rasulullah, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha observed that during the month of Ramadan, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to do three actions excessively more than the normal days and months. Number one, as Ramadan used to begin, he used to increase his ibadat. Number two, he used to increase his sadaqah in khairah. His whole year, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very generous. He never kept any gold or silver coin in his house before sunset, after sunset. You know, in the later part, in Bahrain and Sham, the big amount used to come. And before sunset, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to distribute amongst the poor sahaba. That was the habit of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam generally throughout the year. But yet, Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala says, during the month of Ramadan, the sadaqah and generosity of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to be faster than the wind. You know, when the wind is not normal air, like right now, but when wind comes, like cyclone, wind, how fast it takes everything with it. You are not able to stand on your foot. It can take with you. How forcefully the wind blows. How fast the wind blows. Likewise, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's generosity, sakhawat, sadaqah, khairat, during the month of Ramadan, used to be faster than the wind. Wind is just the example to make us understand. And the third thing, my brothers and sisters, the dua. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the month of Ramadan used to make excessive dua. Because this is the month of blessing, this is the month of rahmah. And we need the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always. But because the month of Ramadan is a special month of mercy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes more merciful, and every day he accepts the dua of the fasting person. Every day he forgives the people. He's generous. All the gates of the Jannah are wide open from the first of Ramadan. All the gates of Jahannam are closed from the first of Ramadan. All the shayateen and devils are changed and thrown into the oceans. All this preparation for whom? For us. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to increase his dua during the month of Ramadan. My brother, just think and ponder. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah Ta'ala has declared in the Holy Quran, "Ghafir lahu ma taqaddama min dambihi wa ma ta'akhkhar." Oh my Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you are my Habib, you are most beloved. Your past and future sins are forgiven. No question will ask. You are masoom. This is our aqidah, this is our faith. All the Anbiya alayhim salam are masoom. They don't commit sin deliberately, intentionally. Shaitan, devil cannot overcome upon the Anbiya alayhim salam. They are protected by the shaitan's mischievousness. He cannot interfere in their ibadat, in their duas, in their good actions. They are prevented and protected from the shaitan. So now the question arises, his sins were forgiven. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, no one, not even Anbiya alayhi salam, not even Adam alayhi salam and Ibrahim alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, will be able to enter into paradise. Imagine, Jannat was built, and first human being to enter into paradise, to enjoy the fruits and ni'mah of Jannah was who? Our forefather, Adam alayhi salam and Hawa alayhi salam. They enjoy the paradise. They already enjoy the paradise, isn't it? They were the first couple, and whole Jannah was for them. No one else. There was no progeny. Only Hawa alayhi salam and Adam alayhi salam. Adam alayhi salam and Hawa alayhi salam. And Allah Ta'ala says, go enter in paradise with your wife and enjoy. Only don't touch this tree. One restriction, only one restriction. And that was the test. Entire Jannah full of blessing, full of bounties, ni'mah. They were enjoying. But here the shaitan comes and he whispers to Hawa alayhi salam, that's a very good. If you eat that, you will be here forever. And then what happened? So now here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, even the owner of Jannah, Adam alayhi salam, will not be able to enter again in Jannah unless and until I will enter the first. Right? And no other ummah from the time of Nuh alayhi salam, how many people died? First come, first serve. No. In hereafter, it's not like that. All the ummah, all the nations will be waiting in the line. Waiting for whom? The last ummah. Why? Because this ummah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted the glad tiding. Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas ta'muruna bil ma'roof wa tanhauna 'anil munkar wa tu'minuna billah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never highlighted any other nation's qualities in the divine scripture. And most of the time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala condemned them, gave their examples, how mischief they were, how disobedient they were. Right? The Qawmi Nuh, Qawmi Ibrahim, Qawmi Musa, Bani Israel. Example for us to understand, to learn the lesson from their mistakes, from their wrongdoings. And Allah Ta'ala praise us in the Holy Quran. You are the best. You are the best nation. Why? You possess these qualities. You invite towards good, you forbid from the evil, and you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Khair ummah. Right? Now, all the nations will be waiting. And first, Ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah make all of us amongst them. Amen. So Allah say, okay, you people go first. And then all other nations will be allowed to enter into paradise. What is the point, my brothers? The point is, why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make such a long du'as during the month of Ramadan. For whom? He was forgiven. He didn't need du'a. He was worried and concerned about you and me, about Ummah. Oh Allah, protect my Ummah from the hellfire. I have seen the punishment of the hellfire. Please protect my Ummah. That was the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for you and me. That was the concern of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam about you and me. So my brothers, this Ramadan is coming very close, right? And what is the main purpose of this Ramadan? Is to adopt the taqwa, piety, God-fearing, righteousness. Discipline your soul, discipline yourself. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, kutiba alaykumus siyam kama kutiba alal ladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqun. So now, what we have to do before Ramadan starts, we have to schedule ourselves. We have to prepare for it. Yes, we are preparing, doing shopping, filling our fridge and deep freezers with the beef and chicken and all these samosas. I am not going to talk about that. We know very well. I am talking about the spiritual preparation. Make the niyyah, make the intention, oh Allah, this Ramadan is coming. This will be different Ramadan than what Ramadan all the past. Number one, my brothers and sisters, we have to make sincere tawbah. We are sinful. No one say, oh, I'm okay. I don't commit sin. We all are sinful. Number one, we have to clean our hearts. Because if you want the things to come in, first we have to empty our vessel. It's full, filled with everything. Right? So first of all, we have to make sincere tawbah. And the moment Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, the moment a person makes sincere tawbah, Allah ta'ala same time forgives his sins. So before Ramadan, make sure you make sincere tawbah and make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, make my heart clean and let me prepare for Ramadan. The second thing, my brothers, if we are not punctual coming to the masjid for whole year for some reason or laziness or small excuses, let us make firm decision from now. Make a practice that let me go to the masjid every day. So when Ramadan comes, that is my habit. I don't feel burden. I don't feel, botheration or difficulty to go to the masjid. I'm used to. So come more often to masjid, the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, full of blessings. So make a habit of coming masjid every day, frequently. Especially come for Maghrib and Isha. So that will make your habit to come for Taraweeh. And as I said before also, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to be very generous during the month of Ramadan. We also try to spend some money, inshallah, in path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from now. $10, $20, now and then, give to the people. There are a lot of people are suffering throughout the world. So inshallah, make this habit so it will become easier for us to prepare for hereafter. And make the habit of reciting the Holy Quran from now. Even few minutes, 10 minutes, 5 minutes after Fajr, after Maghrib, whenever suitable time you have, prepare. Make a habit of reciting the Quran, because the holy month of Ramadan is the month of the Holy Quran. Shahru Ramadan alladhi unzila fihi al-Quran. Right? So make a habit of reciting Quran. And when Ramadan starts, make commitment to yourself. I will complete at least one cycle from Alif Lam Mim to An-Nas. At least one. If Allah will, I will make more, but at least one. Because this was the great sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In every Ramadan, although the whole Quran was revealed upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to sit down in front of Jibreel alayhi salam in the month of Ramadan every single day, and used to read in front of Jibreel alayhi salam. Because Jibreel alayhi salam also was hafiz al-Quran, he used to bring the wahi. And here, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, hafiz al-Quran. So they used to repeat the whole Quran in front of each other. That was the sunnah. So at least we should try to complete one Quran during the month of otherwise our elders have shown an example. Hazrat Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi, every Ramadan used to complete 61 times the Holy Quran. 61 times. One Quran during the day, morning to evening, one Quran during the night, after Taraweeh to Surah Sadi. And one Quran he used to complete in the Taraweeh prayer. So that's how 61, end of the month. Our Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh, used to complete 63 Quran in the month of Ramadan. Same way, one Quran during the day, one Quran during the night, and in Taraweeh he used to read every day three chapters. Every day three chapters. That's how in Taraweeh prayer, he used to complete three times the Holy Quran. This is the example for us to follow, my brother. We cannot do that much, obviously. At least one Quran. Make a habit, no matter how much it will take my time, I will complete at least one. This is the haq, right of the Holy Quran. And my brothers, make sure that you not commit any sin. While you are fasting, inshallah, I'll continue, my time is ending now. So make sure deliberately, intentionally, you should not commit any sin. Because this, if a person is committing sin, his all the rewards are wiped off. Like a person in a bag is full of milk, but it has some holes. So milk is going to, you put the milk from one side, other side is it leak. It will leak out. The time you go home, it will be empty. Ramadan you start, you're starving, you're making effort, but here is going away. And my brothers, make sure that we should control our gaze, control our tongue, control our mind, control our anger. And that's why, inshallah, make this Ramadan fruitful, make covenant to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, make it easy for me. This is my intention and this is my commitment. I want to do this for this Ramadan and Allah will make it easy. May Allah give us tawfiq for that.